From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
It's good to have you join us this afternoon. In a few minutes we'll be turning to Luke chapter 2. We'll be thinking about Simeon. First, here's the Calvary Men's Choir singing about the City of Gold. Going to read some verses from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. We'll begin at the verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms, and blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marvelled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through my own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. I would like you to think about the verse 29 of Luke chapter 2. The words of Simeon as he held Christ in his arms. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. In Luke chapter 2 we see a happy couple winding their way up the hills to Jerusalem, carrying their precious bundle, which was their firstborn son. With reverent steps, they entered the holy city. And immediately, they made for Herod's great temple. In all probability, they entered the temple by the royal porch. They looked in wonder at the central nave, which consisted of gigantic pillars, each 100 feet high, which opened up into the court of the Gentiles, which was a square of 750 feet. This couple were from the unremarkable northern village in Galilee called Nazareth. They were unused to such fantastic sights. But they did not come to sightsee. The purpose why they came to Jerusalem was that their son might be dedicated to the Lord in the temple. They did not linger in the court of the Gentiles. They made their way up a flight of 14 steps, which brought them to a terrace known as the Kel. Before them stood the great wall of the sanctuary, beyond which only the Jews could pass. Moving east, they made their way into the court of women, where all Hebrews could enter, but beyond which the females could not pass. And it was in the court of women that this couple, Mary and Joseph, were approached by an old man. Simeon took this child, and as he held him, Simeon had certainty, he had assurance, he had peace. Today I want to talk to you about three things Simeon was sure of as he held the child Jesus. Firstly, Simeon was sure of a peaceful death. In our text he said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word." He knew that he would die in peace because he had seen Jesus. Sooner or later, we all must die. And whilst life is couched in uncertainty and insecurity, there is one thing that we are sure of, that we're going to die. And therefore it is important to be ready to die. And it is important to know that when we come to face death, that we will depart this world in peace. There's nothing more important than that. If we are to enjoy peace when we die, we must know Jesus. Tell me today, have you met with Christ? Is he your Savior? Have you this assurance in your heart that when you come to pass away, it'll be present with the Lord? Secondly, Simeon was not only sure of a peaceful death, he was also sure of God's salvation. Because he went on to say, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." When he looked at Christ, he looked at God's salvation. The reason why it is possible for man to die a peaceful death is because he has experienced Christ as Savior. Salvation is what the message of the Bible is all about. Salvation is what Christ came to achieve. You see, Christ came into this world because we needed salvation. And that's a very important truth you need to be aware of. You and I need salvation. And it all comes back to what the name Jesus means. He shall save his people from their sins. Now, when we look at what Simeon actually said, we learn some truths about salvation. For example, in the verse 34, Simeon said to Mary, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel." So Simeon was saying, as a result of what this child will do, some will fall and some will rise. You see, Christ came as the divider. He came to divide the saved from the lost. As he came to save some, others would be lost because they reject him. And that's a very important truth. This book speaks of salvation, but it also speaks of division. And Christ is the one in the middle. You will either accept Christ or reject Christ. You cannot be neutral where he is concerned. So he offers you hope today. But if you reject him, you have no hope. Simeon also said to Mary, "Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also." This was a most unusual statement to make to a dear mother. The child was just born. And Simeon looked at her and he said, "One day a sword will pierce through your soul, Mary." What did he mean by that? 33 years later, Mary would stand at the foot of Mount Calvary. She would see her son suspended upon a cross of wood. She would see the blood pouring from his hands and feet. She would see him suffer, agonize. She would weep as he would die. Her own soul would be pierced. Her heart would be broken. Whenever Simeon spoke of Mary's soul being pierced, he was talking about the cross. And you see, salvation is all about the cross. Without the cross, without the pains and agonies of Christ as he died for us, there would be no hope. So when we look at the child in Simeon's arms, we see a man who had peace enough to die. We see a man who enjoyed salvation. Salvation through the Christ who would die. Thirdly and finally, Simeon was also sure that the world would now have hope because Christ had come. He said in the verse 32 that this child would be a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. The whole world, both Jew and Gentile, would receive a new hope, a new era, as a result of this child. This is what Simeon was saying. We live in a world characterized by constant disappointment. In the early years of the 20th century, man vainly thought that war would be no more. He had reached the stage of civilization. Nations could resolve their differences without war. The first 50 years of bloodshed and genocide of the 20th century showed that intelligence and civilization would not of themselves create a better world. Out of the ashes of the Second World War, the Cold War developed, with two power blocks confronting each other with weapons capable of destroying the whole world. Man still had no peace. The United Nations had been formed to create the end of conflict, to learn from the past. But still, we have had wars, even over these past years. We have had Afghanistan. We have had Iraq. We have got this threat posed by the Islamic terrorists. We've had the Twin Towers. And perhaps we have another war looming in Iran. You see, it seems that man will never make a better world for himself. Man will never create peace. There is only one thing that will create peace, and that's the message of the gospel. Here in this book, we have the Christ who can offer hope. This world is shrouded in the mists of darkness. Only Christ can bring the light. The Roman Empire attempted the destruction of Christianity. They burnt the Christians. They cast them into the Colosseums to be torn apart by wild beasts while the mobs jeered. The Romans are no more, but the gospel still continues, and it will continue until the end of the age, because in this book there is hope. Would you not embrace this light today? Make it your light. Make Christ your Christ. Receive this peace. Receive this salvation. Receive the only hope that there is for the world. Will you not do this? I pray that you will. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.